XXS Mobile.
Hi, Dave. 10-0-TR Mobile.
I bet you haven't said that in a couple of days.
You're very perceptive. I didn't know you were that bright.
I'm a pretty fine smeller.
yeah, that makes both of us. Oh, side roads really are not so good. They're spotty, like going up towards our house, but we're on Highway 14 and just approaching Wade Hampton here in a couple of miles. How's your day, Dave?
Good. I got a little, most of the ice off the vehicles. I was able to turn them around and face them to the sun and get the rest of the ice off the, you know, the front of the vehicle. Right now I'm heading into Greenville. I got two customers I got to go take care of today. One lady, the heat keeps going on and off. I think I know what it is. And the other customer, I think when they had the system installed a few years ago, I don't think they hooked up the backup heat shifts correctly.
That's really nice to be able to help. But you feel good about that. You should. Well, I noticed this morning, I went in and turned the temperature up a little bit right after we got up, and the heat strips, it said emergency heat on, so that's working okay. Ooh, I hope the car sees that one stop. He dodged it. They're all still wanting to go fast, and I'm running about 40, and that's fast enough. A little bitty Mazda just passed me going about 60. They've never been in the situation we were in back in Kansas, I can tell you that. They happen so quick, you're just not ready for them.
KP2HXS Mobile. Yeah, they, Long Island, too. You know, this is a heck of a lot worse than snow because with this extreme cold temperatures and the ice that we got, you don't know where the black ice is. That's why they call it black ice. They should call it invisible ice because you just can't see it, you know. Of course, I don't want to offend anybody by saying black ice. I have to come up with another term for that.
You're a racist, Dave. That's what it is.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, Bernice. Keep him straight, will you, please?
That's impossible.
We're at the Waffle House at 14 in Wade Hampton. We were going to Taylor's. I think Wade Hampton ought to be pretty decent. But, it just happened so quickly. And I haven't even been able to walk out to the chicken house. And you know how far that is out there, Dave. There's just a sheet of ice on top of the sleet or snow, whatever it is.
Oh, I know. Trust me, I almost fell on my keister going down to my building the other day, just checking on it, make sure everything was okay down there. But my driveway is a little slick because I go downhill a little bit. So I had a heck of a time. I wouldn't even go try and get out yesterday.
Took the cars. We backed out and backed up towards the chicken house on the grass. And then there's rocks beyond the driveway going straight back from my garage door, and I backed out on that and didn't even phase it. But the going up on the grass, I thought, well, maybe if I, you know, the grass is sticking out of it. It's down to that far. And I thought maybe if I ran over it with the car a little bit, and the car was headed downhill and it's front-wheel drive, so I thought, well, I can get out of that. And I thought maybe they'd let it melt a little better. They're talking about, and in this long-term forecast, of course, maybe a couple of inches of snow next weekend.
Ooh, it's talking like 70% chance of snow. Here we go again. And I'm on Buncombe here by the QT. I'm getting ready to turn on 29. And it's still pretty chunky in the middle, so be careful. It's melting, but it's going to refreeze tonight, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're not far apart. I'm here at the Sphinx, right at the corner of 14 and Wade Hampton. And we're going to head back towards where you're at, actually. Oh, I was a little hesitant to get out, but there's not a tremendous amount of traffic here, but there is traffic, that's for sure. But I got to get out to those chickens today, one way or the other. I just don't know. We got heated watering systems, but I can't turn the hose on going out there. So I got to get out there and make sure those birds have something to drink. And they didn't seem to mind it. It was 8 degrees at our house this morning, and the chickens were out playing in the yard like nothing happened, you know.
A little concerned about walking on the ice? Is that what it is? Or do you need me to come over and give you a hand a minute?
Oh, no, Dave. I wouldn't ask that at all. If that's an issue, I'll get my neighbor. I don't want you to risk that, but thank you. It's just not worth the risk. I mean, they're chickens, you know, but I don't like animals to suffer. But I know the heated system on this side will work. It's the little ones up in the cage, the new ones, and that supply is not as big a supply, but we'll manage. And you know the irony of it. When my son-in-law was here the other day from Michigan, his mom is like 92, and she lives over in Wisconsin, and he'd taken a fall over there, but he didn't get hurt. That's ironic, because he's a big guy. And I had some things that I bought after I took that bad fall when I was working at the hospital years ago, and for walking on ice. They look like slinkies, only miniature, like, you know, quarter inch in diameter, and you slip them over your shoes, and I give them to him. I said, oh, we never get anything like that down here.
Instead of those claw things that get on the bottom of the shoes. Anyway, so far, 29 looks pretty good. It's pretty dry. Got a little wet, you know, a couple of wet spots, but I want to get these two customers taken care of before it gets cold again. These roads pre-freeze. It's supposed to be, what, I think 25 in the morning again?
Bernice was telling me, she was talking to Shelley on the phone last night, and she said, they're the ones in Michigan, Shelley and Hal, and she said, I bet Dad wishes he had his spikes back now.
That's funny, yep. Yeah, we had all kinds of stuff on Long Island. I mean, my God, we had studded tires back in the day. You can't buy anything. They allow studded tires anymore. You remember the studded tires, right?
They would come down that big hill out in front of us, Dave, and they'd have those studded tires on, and it sounded like a bulldozer coming down the hill.
Yeah, I think they've been outlawed. I don't even think they make them anymore. Oh, listen, let me get out of here. Oh, I think I'm losing some of the ice off the top of my car. Thank goodness nobody got hurt.
I come down the hill by the dam over there on 14 a while ago, and the whole hood had a couple of inches of ice on it, and I was just praying it didn't come off. All right, Dave, you have a good day, and we're at Buncombe in 29 now. Be safe out there, and thanks for offering. We'll get her taken care of one way or the other, and the good Lord and Mother Nature will get rid of this ice eventually. Talk to you later. This is N0TR Clear.
All right, just let me know. You know, I don't live that far from you, so if you need a hand with something, just give me a holler. Catch you later, Tom. And Bernice, have a good day. KB2HX, 73, Tom.